السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة على حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. قال الباقر عليه السلام: بني الإسلام على خمس، الصلاة والزكاة والحج والولاية. الصلاة والزكاة والصوم والحج والولاية، ولم ينادى بشيء كما نودي بالولاية. Trusting in Allah the Almighty, we start our last session in this very important event with dear brothers and sisters. We've been talking about the issue of community and society from Quranic perspective. Last session we talked about the word Ummah and characteristics which have been given to this word Ummah in the Quran. And the last feature we talked about was Al-Amr bin Ma'ruf wa Nahy an al-Munkar. And then finally we discussed about the reality of Ummah, Islamic community. Does it have an independent reality and personality? And we said, according to most of the ulamas, yes, it has its independent reality. Now we can continue the discussion by saying that when we say that the community, the Ummah, has its own reality, personality, it should be some laws, inflexible laws, regulations for this Ummah. Not laws regarding the current issues of the Ummah, current society, like the local laws of Britain or any other country. No, the laws which are governing the trend of the history from the beginning till the end. From the beginning of one Ummah till the deadline and the death of that Ummah. These laws are called Sunnah in the language of Quran. Sunnatullah. The firm and inflexible regulations and laws of history and society. And the discussion is the regularity of the society from Quranic perspective. Inshallah, I'm going to talk about the regularity and the meaning of the regularity and the verses regarding the regularity of the community, Islamic Ummah, inshallah, in the next session. It will be, I think, the coming Friday, I think. But tonight I would like to talk about the issue which I couldn't cover last night, the issue of Shia community. So we started by discussing about religious communities. We said every religious group, every religion, every group which is following any specific religion could have its own ummah community, and among them could be the ummah al-Islam, Islamic community. And then I'm going to talk about Shia community. What's the main feature of Shia community? With regard to Shia community, we can take out good words, key words from the Holy Quran. One of these words is the key concept of walaya. The word of walaya. What does walaya mean? According to the hadith I mentioned and I recited at the beginning of the talk, the hadith says, "Bunya al-Islam ala khams." The religion of Islam has been founded on five foundations, things. As-salatu wa zakat, as-salat, prayer, zakat, almsgiving, or poor tax, whatever you call it. Was-sawm, sawm, fasting. Wal-hajj, going to the pilgrimage of hajj. Wal-wilaya, and the issue of wilaya. And Imam Baqir continues to say, وَلَمْ يُنَادَ بِشَيْءٍ كَمَا نُودِيَ بِالْوَلَايَةِ. And none of these five has been invited as much as wilaya has been invited to. None of these has been mentioned and put emphasis on it as much as the issue of walaya has this importance. Walam yunada bishayin. None of these are called, invited, put emphasis on it, like the issue of walaya. What's walaya? And could we, salam alaikum, and could we defend Shia community based on walaya, or we can say walaya based community? And what features could we take out from Qur'an? Could we benefit from the language of the Qur'an and traditions of Ahlul Bayt for walaya-based community? Al-ijtima'u al-wala'i. Walaya-based community. The first point is that the word walaya in Islamic glossary teachings has got two general meaning. Very broadly speaking and generally speaking, we can divide the meanings of the applications of walaya, the usage of walaya, into two groups. One is the general meaning of walaya, the other is the narrower meaning of walaya. Al-ma'na al-'am, the general meaning, wal-ma'na al-khas, or al-akhas, the narrower, special meaning of walaya. The general meaning of walaya, also walaya. Let me first tell you the literal meaning, not technical. These are technical meanings. These two are technical meanings. The literal meaning of walaya, walaya comes from walayali. Walayali, and the late Raghib in Al-Mufradat. Al-Mufradat is one of the books which explains the words of the Quran. It's a very good book. Al-Mufradat fi Gharib al-Qur'an. Raghib has written this book. Raghib al-Isfahani says, walaya comes from walayali in Arabic. Walayali means if one thing comes very close to another thing, it's in a way that there's nothing in between. There's no distance between these two things. So when two things get very close to each other, in a way that we suppose that one is following the other immediately, this is called walaya, walayali. So it has a kind of followership, closeness idea in it. Getting close to something and following something. This is the literal meaning, the verbal meaning of walaya. But the technical meaning of walaya, I told you, if we could classify the technical meanings, because it has several meanings, if I want to classify all of them into two groups, one I call that general meaning and the other is narrower meaning. The general meaning of walaya is friendship, love, friendship, or help, or to love. These are all the general meaning of walaya. The narrower meaning of walaya is ownership, authority, the right of leadership. In the case of the walayat Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam, this is the difference between the Shiite and the brothers of Ahlul Sunnah. They would say when Prophet said Man kuntu mawlah fahadha aliyun mawlah, Prophet meant by mawlah here the general meaning of walaya. He wanted to say who loves me, then he should love Ali ibn Abi Talib. Who's my friend should be the friend of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is, if we interpret mawlah in this statement as it has the general meaning, yes, they're true, but it's not the case. Here we can provide many, many arguments and evidences to prove that here by man kuntum mawla, the word mawla has got its own narrow and special meaning. That's the right of leadership, the right of authority of a mu'mineen. This is the technical, special and general meaning. The thing I'm going to discuss about tonight, I'm going to consider the general meaning of walaya. The general meaning was what? Love, friendship, and help. This is the general meaning of walaya. So, when I talk about walaya-based community, what I mean by walaya is general meaning, mostly. In some cases, inshallah, I will explain. In some cases, we should interpret it in the special meaning and narrow meaning of walaya. But generally, we use it as it has the general meaning. The idea of walaya-based community is what? The idea is that, according to some statements, inshallah we're going to review some of these statements from Ziyarat Ashura, from some other supplications, from some other textual evidences that we have in our Islamic heritage. According to these old evidences and Quranic verses, the community of the believers, which has been based on walaya, is like a pyramid. It's like a triangle. On the top of this triangle, there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created the universe, the being, and all human beings. And at the bottom of this triangle or a pyramid, there are all creatures, normal creatures, and human beings. In the middle, because there's huge distance between the creator and creatures, in the middle level of this triangle, we could imagine some people who can play the role of medium between the creator and the creatures. These are Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam. The idea is that the word wilaya has been used in the terminology of the Quran as having a mutual meaning, mutual connections. In some places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Allah is the wali for mu'mineen. That's one way relationship. Allah is the wali for mu'mineen. Of course, when we say Allah is wali for mu'mineen, so it has its special meaning of walaya. It means that Allah has the right of authority and leadership and ownership of all creatures. But we can benefit and we can use it in its general meaning as well. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahsanun." The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have no fear. So, one time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wali for mu'mineen, as the right of wilaya over mu'mineen. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, mu'mineen have the right of wilaya over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahsanun. They have no fear. Wallahum yahsanun. The key point in communications of the wilaya-based community is this point, the mutual connections between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and creatures, but it's not, and creatures and Ahlul Bayt, human beings and Ahlul Bayt, but it's not the whole story. The second key point is that in wilaya-based community, the normal members of this community, of this camp, should maintain their relationship not only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only with Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu wassalam, but also as a prerequisite, as an introductory level, they should establish good relations before establishing relations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with Ahlul Bayt. They should be establishing good relations between themselves as a prerequisite, as an introductory level. That's the main point, the second main point. So this mutual connection, this mutual communication, this two-sided communication, before, when we talk about it between human beings and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or human beings and Ahlul Bayt, who are the owners of walaya, before that, it has to be established between believers themselves. That's the second main idea, the second main point. How we can prove it? Remember the story I told you last night? A group of people went to Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam and objected that, why do you not uprise against the Umayyad? And what he said? أَيَضَوَ أَحَدُكُمْ يَدَهُ فِي كِيسِ أَخِي فَيَأْخُذَ حَاجَتَهُ. And he asked the believers about the communication between themselves. What's your communication between yourself? Do you have such a communication that you can put your hand in the pocket of your brother or sister? I'm going to give you more examples. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in a very brilliant and interesting tradition, has said, "Ma amana bi man bata shab'an wa jaruhu ja'i'." Ma amana bi man bata shab'an. Who goes to the bed and sleeps while he's full, and his neighbor is shab'an, hungry, ma amana bi, he hasn't believed in me, he does not have faith to me and to Allah. So the Prophet wants to say, if you want to test your faith, your tawheed, your aqidah, So check and test your relationship with your neighbor, with your relatives, with other members of Islamic Ummah, of this community. Ma amana bi. Again, Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wa salam, the second Imam has said, أحسن جوار من جاورك تكن مسلما. For being Muslim, it's enough to have good neighborhood. حسن الجوار. حسن الجوار means good neighborhood. Observing the rights of neighbors in a proper way. Good neighborhood. حسن الجوار. أحسن جوار من جاورك. Be good neighbor to your neighbors and you become Muslim. تكن مسلما. So the prerequisite of becoming Muslim, mu'min, or in other words, the prerequisite for establishing communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prerequisite to have the wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu wassalam is to have the wilaya of the believers. So the walaya is not only between us and between Ahlul Bayt. The walaya is not only between us and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walaya is between the believers, the mu'mineen and mu'minat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Ahlul Bayt, and also between ourselves. How come? Quran says, وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believers, male and female, بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. Some of them are awliya. Awliya is the plural form of wali. Some of them are awliya for some others. So you see, the word walaya and awliya, wali, awliya, and walaya has been mentioned to describe the relationship, the communication between the believers and then the believers with Allah, the believers with Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why I tell you that we have to imagine like a triangle, a pyramid, and consider all of them together. This community-based... So, let me give you a definition, and it might be slightly different definition of the word wilaya. So, wilaya, in this definition, in this sense, could be defined as something like a membership, like the sense of belonging to a community, like a subscription to a community. It's like you want to belong to a camp, the camp which is led, which is headed firstly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, secondly by Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and thirdly, by all of the believers, all those who have true faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His Messenger, and in the walayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. This community, which we can call that Islamic community, we can call it Shia community, based on wilaya, has some features. One of the features of this type of community is love between all the believers. And then the love of the believers to the owners, to the possessors of the wilaya. I mean Ahlul Bayt and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Towards the ending years of the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, he was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell people this verse, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. O Prophet, tell people that you're going to ask people nothing for your mission, إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى, except al-mawadda, love, fil-qurba, to your close relatives. This is the first condition. This is the first trait of wilaya-based community. Loving. Loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then if you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will love Ahlul Bayt. The first step, if you truly love Ahlul Bayt and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will love other members of this community. Let me bring you a tradition. It's very brilliant tradition. I ask you to write this tradition. It's from Rasulul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet has said, لَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. لَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَن تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. It shows the relationship between faith and loving mu'mineen, the love between mu'mineen, believers. Let me translate it. لَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. You will never go to paradise, to Jannah, حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا, until you have faith, you have aqidah, you have iman. It's quite clear. It's not possible to go to heaven without aqidah, proper iman. But, and then he continues, وَلَن تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. لَن تُؤْمِنُوا. لَن in Arabic means never. You will never have faith. حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. Until you have muhabba. Muhabba means social love. Loving each other. If you don't have muhabba, if you don't have social love, then you don't have true faith in Allah, true faith in Ahlul Bayt. لَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمَنُ. You will never go to paradise. It's like the same tradition that he said, if your neighbor is hungry and you food, and you're indifferent to your neighbor, then you don't have true faith to me. It's exactly like that tradition. Is that just a normal love? Is that enough to say, okay, I love my neighbors, I love my relatives, all mu'mineen and mu'minat? No. Again, Rasul al-Akram says, مَنْ أَحَبَّنَا فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلَنَا. Who claims that he loves or she loves us as Ahlul Bayt, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلَنَا. Then he or she should show that in his actions, by the behavior, in his behaviors. So this love is not only just theoretical. No, it should be practical. You should be able to prove it in your actions, in your practices, by your behaviors. مَنْ أَحَبَّنَا فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلَنَا. Recite salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala
Muhammad. Another feature of this community, faith-based community, wilaya-based community. You saw the relationship between wilaya and faith? Faith-based community or wilaya-based community is ita'a. Obedience. In the same verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله. So, والمؤمنين والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض. مؤمنين and مؤمنات, they are awliya of each other. So, what do they do when they are awliya of each other? يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. This community should be doing الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. This is what we were talking last night about. ويقيمون الصلاة. And they do إقامة الصلاة, not praying, establishing prayer. They establish prayer, the institution of prayer. ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة, and they pay zakat and almsgiving. ويطيعون الله ورسوله, and then they do إطاعة, they're obedient, they obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and رسوله and the messenger of Allah, because they are the owners, the real owners of this wilaya, of this relationship, of this communication. So only love is not enough. After love, it comes ata'a. Another feature of this community, wilaya-based community, is that this community will be there to the day of resurrection. Remember last night I told you every community has its own deadline? Ajal, wa li kulli ummatin ajal. This type of community is there and is there to exist to the day of resurrection. How come? Let's go to Ziyarat Ashura. Ya Aba Abdullah, inni silmun liman salamakum, wa harbun liman harabakum, wa waliyun liman walakum ila yawm al-qiyama. O Aba Abdullah, inni silmun liman salamakum, I am at peace with those who are at peace with you. وَحَرْبٌ لِمَنْ حَارَبَكُمْ, I'm in war with those who are at war with you. وَوَلِيٌّ لِمَنْ وَالَاكُمْ, I have this relationship of walaya. I'm the wali of those who are your wali. I'm friend of your friends. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, till the day of resurrection. What does it mean to say, I am at peace with those who are at peace with you? I am in war with those who are at war with you till the day of resurrection. Am I going to be alive till the day of resurrection? Absolutely no. Then what's the meaning of till the day ila yawm al qiyamah, to the day of resurrection? In my idea, it means that there should be two lines, and this line started from Karbala. There should be two lines, two parties, till the day of resurrection, till Yawm al-Qiyamah. One is the line or the party of right, the other is wrong, false. One is haqq, the other is batil. One is the line of Hussein ibn Ali, the other is line of the Yazid and Muawiyah. And from Karbala onwards till the day of resurrection, people are divided into two groups. Some of them are Husseini, are related to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, to this line. Others are Yazidi, they're related to Yazid. And we say that, O Imam Hussein, I am at peace with those who are at peace with you till the day of resurrection. It means that till the day of resurrection, there would come and there will come a group of people who would be in your line. And I am at peace with those who will be in this line. And I am in war, or at war, with those who will be in this line, in the line of your enemies. So, till the day of resurrection does not refer to any, to me and I. It refers to those groups, that two groups are there, till the day of resurrection. That's why we say kullu yawmin ashura wa kullu ardan karbala. What does it mean? Kullu yawmin ashura. It means every moment, every moment, every minute, every hour, every time. There's Ashura, there's Karbala. And if you look at carefully to you and to your action, in every moment we could be in the line of Imam Hussein. We could be in the line of Yazid. Because everywhere is Karbala, and every time is Ashura. Ashura has separated this line clearly. I don't mean this line was not there before Ashura. It was there. It was there from the very beginning of the creation of Adam and Eve. But it was highlighted. It was highlighted. When Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, he said, هَلْ مِن نَاصِرٍ يَنْصُرَنِي. It does not simply mean that I am in need of somebody to help me. No. He could have done lots of things by the grace and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even one of the leaders of Jinn went to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam and asked Imam Hussein to give permission to them, to help them. And Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam said, No, we are supposed to live naturally and to get martyred naturally, quite naturally. We could do it if we want, but we don't want to do that. Then what's the meaning of هَلْ مِن نَاصِرٍ يَنْصُرَنِي? Imam wants to say, my idea, Imam wants to say, don't you want to change your path, your line? If you come to my line, then you are my Nasir. Then you help me. So this feature, the community of wilaya, will be there till the day of resurrection. There was another precise point in this statement of Ziyarat Ashura. Inni salmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum wa waliyun liman walakum. I'm wali of your awliya. We don't say inni salmun lakum, we have peaceful communications with you. We say we have peaceful communications with those who are at peace with you, with those who have this kind of communication with you. So we consider other members of this communication. وَوَلِيٌّ لِمَنْ وَالَاكُمْ. Another feature of wilaya-based communication is getting proximity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being with Ahlul Bayt here in this world and hereafter. In Ziyarat Ashura we read as the following: وَأَتَّقَرَّبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَإِلَيْكُمْ بِمُوَالَاتِكُمْ وَمُوَالَاتِ وَلِيِّكُمْ. And we seek proximity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِمُوَالَاتِكُمْ. By having your muwalat. Wilaya muwalat is mutual wilaya. We have wilaya over somebody and somebody has the wilaya over us. That's called muwalat, mutual wilaya. So we seek proximity to Allah, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By بِمُوَالَاتِكُمْ. By having your muwalat, your wilaya. وَمُوَالَاتُ وَلِيِّكُمْ. Not only your wilaya, but only the wilaya of your awliya, of your wali, of your friends. Very briefly, the final feature of community-based of walaya-based community, being with Ahlul Bayt here in this world and the hereafter. Again, I would like to recite some piece of Ziyarat Ashura. In Ziyarat Ashura, we recite, فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَنِي بِمَعْرِفَتِكُمْ وَمَعْرِفَةِ أَوْلِيَائِكُمْ وَرَزَقَنِي الْبَرَاءَةَ مِنْ أَعْدَائِكُمْ أَنْ يَجْعَلَنِي مَعَكُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِي أَكْرَمَنِي بِمَعْرِفَتِكُمْ. We describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. The Allah who has honored me, who has given me this honor, how? بِمَعْرِفَتِكُمْ, by having your ma'rifah, by knowing you, by having your knowledge. وَمَعْرِفَةِ أَوْلِيَائِكُمْ, not only in having your knowledge, but also having the knowledge of your friends, knowing your awliya, knowing other members of your camp, of your community. Okay, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Allah who has honored me, who has given me this honor, to do what? What's the demand? What's the question? أَنْ يَجْعَلَنِي مَعَكُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, to enable me, to give me this tawfiq, to be with you, فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, in this world and the hereafter. So, inshallah, we would be with Ahlul Bayt if we could be considered and counted as members of this wilaya-based and faith-based community. It's clear to be with Ahlul Bayt here in this world. But how is it possible to prove that, inshallah, we will be Ahlul Bayt, with Ahlul Bayt in the hereafter, in their camp in the hereafter? Do you know how is it possible? The key is this. We say, فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, الَّذِي أَكْرَمَنِي بِمَعْرِفَتِكُمْ, who has honored me, given me this honor by your knowledge, having your knowledge and knowledge of your friends, to enable me. It shows that there should be a connection between this description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the request, the demand. For example, when you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy the enemies, you say, Ya Allah, Allah al-Jabbar, al-Qasim, al-Mutakabbir, destroy the enemies of Islam. You mention some of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which suit your request, in accordance with your request. Here, we say, Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has honored me by having your knowledge, the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt, and the knowledge of the friends of Ahlul Bayt, to give me this tawfiq to be with Ahlul Bayt. It shows that the key for being with Ahlul Bayt here in this world and hereafter as well is having the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt and the knowledge of friends of Ahlul Bayt. Ya ayyuha an-nas inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabail lita'arafu, so you may know each other, so you have knowledge of one another, you may know each other. That's one of the philosophies behind the creation, behind the diversity in creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, I told you the other night. That's why the issue of society and observing social rights of the believers is that much important in Islam. Inshallah, if you can be with Ahlul Bayt here in this world, your heart be with Ahlul Bayt in this world, you can make sure that inshallah in the hereafter we will be in the camp of Ahlul Bayt, we will be in the community of Ahlul Bayt, which is walaya based community. As a final statement, I would like to recite some sentences from Du'a Ahd. In Du'a Ahd, which is very recommended to be recited In the mornings, we say, Allahumma balligh Mawlana al-Imam al-Hadi al-Mahdi al-Qa'im bi-Amrik an jami' al-Mu'minin wal-Mu'minat fi mashariq al-Ardi wa magharibaha, sahliha wa jabaliha wa barriha wa bahriha wa'anni wa'an walidayya min as-salawat zinat arshillah. Even we are recommended, when we are sending salam to our Imam, to remember the other communities of wilaya-based community. Even when we are sending salam, salutations, when we say salam, we say, Allahumma balligh, O Allah, convey my salam. Convey, not my salam, convey salams. Greetings, salutations to Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, to the 12th Imam. May Allah hasten in his reappearance. Al-Qa'im bi-Amrik, an jami' al-mu'minin wal-mu'minat. Send salams, first of all, on behalf of all believers. An jami' al-mu'minin. We're sending salam on behalf of all believers. An jami' al-mu'minin wal-mu'minat. في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها, those who are living in the east and the west of this world, سهلها وجبلها, those who are living in the deserts and flats and mountains, وبرها وبحرها, who are living in the seasons and deserts, وعني وعن والدي, and then on behalf of me, myself, and my parents, my family. من السلوات زنت عرش الله. Greetings. So even we, when we are sending salam, saying salam to Imam, we ask Allah to send salam, first of all, on behalf of the believers, all believers living across the world, and then on behalf of ourselves and our family. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. نسألك اللهم وندعوك باسمك العظيم العظيم الأعز الأجل الأكرم يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عجل في فرج مولانا بالقرآن. اللهم عجل في فرج مولانا بالقرآن. اللهم نور بيوتنا بالقرآن. اللهم زين أخلاقنا بالقرآن. اللهم ارحم إمامنا وشهدانا بالقرآن. اللهم ارحم أمواتنا بالقرآن. اللهم اشف مرضانا بالقرآن. خدایا خداوندا به عزتت به جلالت قسمت میدیم آنی دست ما از دامان اهل بیت کوتاه مفرما. خدایا به احترام اهل بیت، به احترام عزاداریایی که این جوانان پاک در این دهه آخر سفر انجام دادن قسمت میدیم این عزاداری ها ذخیره قبرمون، قیامتمون، معادمون مقرر بفرما. خدایا این جوان ها هر حاجتی دارن تو دلاشون، هر نیتی دارن، همشون حاجت روا بفرما. خدایا این دهه سفر، این اربعین آخر عمر ما مقرر مفرما. مرگ ما در عزای ابا عبدالله مقرر بفرما. خدایا چنان کن سرانجام کار، تو خوشنود باشی یا ما رستگار. الفاتحه مع الصلوات.